A joint operation between Greater Sudbury Police Service and the Ontario Provincial Police has led to the arrest of 25 people and the seizure of $1.9 million worth of illegal drugs. Details of the Project Saturate drug bust were revealed at a news conference in Sudbury Tuesday morning, where Sudbury Police Chief Sarah Cunningham said the bust was an intensive and coordinated response to the illegal drug trade in the north that has taken roughly 73,000 potentially lethal doses of fentanyl off the streets. "But first, I want to begin by addressing the devastating toll that this substance continues to take on our community here in Greater Sudbury. The impact of opioids cannot be overstated," said Cunningham. "These drugs are claiming lives, destroying families, and stretching our community's emergency responses and healthcare systems to their limits." She revealed that from the beginning of the year until the end of April, opioid overdoses in the Sudbury-Manitoulin districts have killed 42 people. "The crisis is also having a terrible impact on first responders in Sudbury who daily see people in the throes of overdose, trauma, and in crisis," said the chief. "Over the past 3 years, our paramedics locally have responded to an average of 677 calls for suspected overdoses. Healthcare professionals, from emergency rooms to addiction and mental health workers, are overwhelmed by this ongoing crisis in our community," said Cunningham. Also at the news event was Ontario Provincial Police Acting Detective Superintendent Andy Bradford, who commented that Project Saturate began 18 months ago, in January of 2024, to crack down on Toronto-area street gangs looking to cash in on the illegal drug market in Sudbury. "A total of 20 search warrants were executed in Sudbury and the Greater Toronto Area on May 8 and May 29, 2025. These search warrants required collaboration from Project Saturate investigators, as well as resources from several other police agencies," said Bradford. He said the haul from the trafficking suspects was significant. "Through our combined efforts, we prevented the following items from infiltrating our communities: 4 prohibited handguns, which you see here today, 12 kilograms of cocaine, 7.3 kilograms, 73,000 street doses of fentanyl, more than $259,000 in Canadian currency, 1,000 methamphetamine tablets, a quantity of prescription medications, including more than 2,400 oxycodone tablets," said Bradford. He said he endorsed the sentiment voiced by Cunningham that police action was having a severe impact on the drug trade in Sudbury. "We want to send a clear message. Law enforcement will not tolerate street gangs, drug trafficking, or illegal firearms in our communities," Bradford said. "We will continue to join forces to proactively tackle this evolving issue, seizing as much fentanyl and as many illegal firearms as possible. We will endeavor to hold those involved in criminal activity responsible for their actions." He also commented that it can be difficult when the crime community seems able to step in and fill the gaps shortly after such significant drug busts happen. Sudbury.com asked how frustrating it is to deal with that. "I won't speak to specific frustration, but what I will say is that street gangs and organized crime are resilient. When one criminal element is removed, another will take its place, and we remain committed to allocating resources to address public safety issues like fentanyl trafficking and firearms offenses," said Bradford. Cunningham agreed that criminals will continue to cash in as long as there is a market for illegal substances. "Unfortunately, when it comes to organized crime, you know, when one element is moved out, another element is coming right back in behind them. So again, we will continue locally to work with our OPP partners to continue to target those individuals coming into our community and hold them accountable," said the chief. The police services involved in the bust included Greater Sudbury, OPP, Toronto Police Service, York Regional Police, Peel Regional Police, and the UCCM Anishinaabe Police Service. As part of the bust, police also seized a vehicle as offense-related property and a boat said to be from the proceeds of crime. Len Gillis is a reporter at Sudbury.com.